But we still have a small amount of meat, some potatoes, some gravy, and some dinner rolls. And myself and Suzanne Hickson will be down in the kitchen after church, and we'll be happy to sell you some. The meat is $5, potatoes are $2, gravy is $1, and the dinner rolls are $3.25. So if you didn't make it to the dinner but want some, we've got some for sale. If you were here and you liked it, we got some for sale.
Okay, do we have any birthdays this morning?
My mom turned 60.
60?
Yay.
Okay. Any other birthdays? Right back here, right there. Right. Happy
Wonderful.
Birthday. Another one over here.
Yay.
Right here? Oh, that one won't be quite so many years. How many? Good.
Today? Yesterday. Okay.
But yeah, that's right. Bob Downey's birthday was yesterday. Any other? Okay. How about anniversaries? No anniversaries? Oh.
My mom and dad will be married for 35 years tomorrow.
35 years tomorrow, okay.
Okay.
Anybody else? I guess nobody wanted to get married during the hunting season, huh? Okay. Our praise song this morning is What a Mighty God We Serve, number 2021 in the Black Book. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I said, make sure you look at me before right. you do that. Just a reminder, because I forgot when I was over there. Tonight, we have our church conference at 5 o'clock. That is open for everybody. We want everybody here. And also, even if you're not in this wonderful choir behind me, if you would like to sing, we are bringing all seven churches together to have a choir. We're going to sing a number out of the hymnal, number 694, Come Ye People, Thankful Come, or something like that. I always forget the name. All right, yeah, 694. Anyway, come at 4, because we're going to practice through it. So if you want to just sing for one night, come and join us. We're going to have lots of fun. All right? So come and be here. We also have refreshments. They're going to be out at 4. So come and warm up your voice and sing with us. If you have a spouse that doesn't sing and you sing, they can go downstairs and have refreshments, and then you can have some refreshments as well. We have cookies and some pies left. We have cookies that are made, and we have pies left from Friday. So come and fellowship and have fun. All right? Amen?
Amen?
All right, make sure you're all awake as we worship.
That's all the announcements I got, Gary.
I think there was one over here, wasn't there?
Was there?
Was there? Yeah. Announcements, sign-up sheets. You already did that one?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sign-up sheets. Oh, I thought I read this.
You did that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I want to thank everybody for the Red Cross One-Night Thursday. All the volunteers I had to make cookies or brought you. The results was their goal was 35. They only had 5 nurses there, and they took in 53 units, steady all day long. There was 5 or 6 rejections for low iron, and 2 walked out of the time. But it was...
It's very, it was a very good blood drive. Thank you again.
And there was one other thing I wanted to tell you folks. If any of you would like to stand up here and do what I'm doing this morning, we were really happy to have you do it, and all you got to do is get with my wife, Amy, or with me, or with the pastor, and we'll see that you get a date.
All right.
We also have a visitor today. I don't know her last name, but Cheyenne's back home today.
Yay. Glad to have you. Let us worship.
Okay. Our praise song this morning is number 2021 in the Black Book, What a Mighty God We Share, followed by 2031, We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise. Please stand. Our call to worship this morning, we would ask the congregation to please repeat in the bold. The Lord Almighty is God. In Him do we trust.
He will cover us with His wings.
We will be safe in His care.
Come, let us worship our God and praise His name. We will now sing hymn number 98. To God be the glory.
Thank you.
We will now recite the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he descended into heaven, and stood at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
So now I invite all our children. It's so nice to see all of you here this morning. You want to come up and join me? And I just remembered I forgot to run off bulletins this morning or this week. So come and join me. Hi, Johnny. How are you? Hey, Kaylee. How are you? Mallory. All of you guys. Carter. Good to see you. Wow. Hi, Claire and Mason. How are you? You got a piece of paper? Okay, good. You can come down if you want. You want to stay there? That's okay, too. All right. Good morning. Did you all have a good week?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was so special about this week? Anything? What was special about this week? There was something special, wasn't there? Your birthday. College day? You dressed up as college students and their gear and all of that at school. That was pretty cool. I've not heard of that before. What else happened this week? You had your sister's birthday. Okay. Your aunt came home. Yeah, we are glad to have her. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? Cheyenne? Is that how you? Yes. Yes, Johnny. Your dad bought you your new favorite toy. That's pretty cool, isn't it? What was the toy? What was that? Airman. Iron Man. Oh, you know, all these things I don't remember. Olibuster? Iron Man Hollibuster? Is that? Oh, I can't get it. Sorry. What is it?
Iron Man Hulkbuster.
Hulkbuster. I wasn't hearing the Hulk part. Hulkbuster. I really don't know what that is, but I'm glad you do, and that was exciting. I need to have grandkids that have that stuff, and they probably do. I just don't know it. Right? So today we're going to talk about things that we may have, things that we may do, that we enjoy doing, but everything that we have, boys and girls, everything we have, even some of our toys, it's a gift to us, isn't it? Because it all really belongs to God. Did you know that? Yes, you know that. That's great. I'm not sure even all our adults knew that. That's pretty good. Good for you. Everything we have is a gift to us. Now, Johnny, will you share your toy with somebody if they come over? Yes, that's a right answer. All right. Will you share your gifts at home with somebody if they come over, your toys? Yes, that's a good, good answer. So when you come to church, we ask our adults to give us some money. Did you know that? We ask our adults to give. What do you think you kids could give? We ask our adults, what do you think you guys could do? You could give them paper? I like that. I like that, Mason. You have what? You have money, so you could give money too? Uh-huh. That would be really good. Tractors? And tractors? You have tractors at home. What else do you think you could do for the church? What can you give the church? Do you have any ideas? That's a tough one, isn't it? A gift? What kind of gift would you give to the church? You don't know? I know some of you give gifts. Airplanes? All right, airplanes and cars. Wow, it up in the sky. That is pretty cool. So some of you, acolyte, is that a gift? And you serve? Okay. What about just coming up here for children's message so that you can learn? Is that something that you can give to the church? In more money. I like your idea, Carter. Maybe he should be a preacher. I like it. More money. That's our subject today. You can preach it, Carter. All right. So see, sometimes we may not have money. Do you guys have lots of money? Do you have lots of money?
Yes.
Yes? You do? And you have a wallet. Well, you know, we're not going to ask somebody your age really necessarily to give. Although, when you come to Sunday school, do you give some offering? Yeah. Mom, give your offering? That's what we're going to ask people today to do, is give some offering. So everything that we have is a gift. And everything we do when we come to church, we want to give to God. We want to give ourselves. We want to serve Him. We want to bring Him our offering. And we want to share, right? And you guys all do that, right? You are so good. All right, everybody learn from these kids, right? All right, we're going to pray today. Lord God, we thank you for our children of all ages. We pray that they, too, will grow up to learn all about our sacrifice and our gifts that we give to you, that we may give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. I'm sorry, I forgot to run bulletins, so today you'll just have to listen or grab a piece of paper from the pew or something, okay? All right, some of you that are young can go to the nursery, all right? You have a hard time with that too sometimes, all right. I think I could just sit here all day. All right, we got to go on with worship. Thank you, boys and girls. Good job, Pastor. Yeah, all right. The choir is going to sing, God Calls Us Each by Name. the choir leaves, I encourage you to look at your bulletin and turn to the Old Testament reading that Ivan will read, Isaiah 9:2 and Psalm 121, 1-2.
The people walked in darkness, have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We will now sing together hymn 2030, and we'll sing that through two times.
Jesus is our Savior. Let us turn to Him as we go to Him in prayer. Let us pray. Father Almighty, this is the day that You have made. Truly, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank You that You have called us all here, calling each one of us by name, knowing each one of us, and knowing the joys that are on our hearts and the concerns that we have. Lord, we're very thankful that this week You have given us an opportunity to reach out and help others in need through our blood drive, giving 53 units of blood. We praise You for the people that have come and have given, and we thank You that we, through this opportunity, can help save other lives. Lord, You know that there are those that we lifted earlier who need Your healing touch. We lift them to You, Lord, and we pray that You will place Your hand on them, healing them thoroughly and quickly, to bringing discernment to those doctors and nurses, caregivers that are around them, to have the wisdom to know what is still needed and what is happening at this moment. We pray, Lord, for those that face tests that come before us, that they, as they come to be tested for health reasons, that they too will be touched by Your healing hand and wisdom through the mighty works of Your doctors and nurses. Lord, in our community, we know we've lost someone to this car and combine accident. And we pray for the family. We ask You, Lord, that You bring them peace that passes all understanding, to bring comfort, to bring a healing upon them as they grieve the loss of their loved one. We ask, Lord, that as each have lost a loved one, that we can truly celebrate their lives here on earth and give You glory for receiving them into Your almighty hands. And Lord, as Christians, we pray for them and their families, and that we will always know who You are, and we can reach out to those who don't know You, that they will have the hope of eternal life as well. So, Lord, we come before You and we humbly ask that You pour out Your Holy Spirit upon each one of us. that we may do the work in your will that you have called us to do. We pray for this church and its leaders. We pray for our community churches and throughout the world. And we pray for our leaders, our president and vice president, and all of those in Congress and Senates and in politics. We pray for our police and firefighters and all who are in our community. Lord, bless them and keep them safe. We pray, Lord, that they will turn to you and that they will follow you and be faithful in this diligence. And now, Lord, we ask that you bless our worship and time together as we come and glorify you in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
This morning, we have a couple verses out of our New Testament that I will be reading. The first out of the Gospel of Matthew. That is chapter 6, verse 25 and 33. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, and what you will wear. It is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And then I'm turning to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I'm just really thankful that I have a congregation today. I didn't scare you all away saying that over the next couple of weeks we're going to talk about stewardship. Thank you for being here. And I know that many in any church I've ever gone say we get tired of hearing about money. But I want you to know that in the scripture, the most popular, maybe not popular, the most verses in about what Jesus talked about is on money. Just so you know that. But today we're not going to talk all about money. We're going to talk about stewardship and how stewardship is different than just money. You received in your bulletin a card, and we're going to go over that in just a few minutes. This week, you will receive a letter from me and a commitment card. And next week, we're going to talk about stewardship a little bit more. And then on November 4th, we're going to want you to bring those commitment cards back in. We're saying put them in an envelope so that no one sees, because we want to keep confidence. Or you can bring them to the church office. But we really like you to be here on the 4th and bring them in or get them to the office before the 4th, because I want to bless those gifts from you to our Lord God. Just so you kind of have an idea of where we're going over the next several weeks. I also want you to know that this year in tonight's church conference, there will not be a budget in the church conference papers. The district superintendents and the bishop and cabinet have now decided that if we put our budget in the church conference papers, that we have to have another church conference if we change our budget, and they don't want us to do that. So I want you to know that we have not put the budget yet together. We will put it together after we receive your gifts, knowing what we have pledged coming into us, and then also where we have from this 2018 bills and where we need to go for 2019, and we'll plan that budget out. Once we have all that information, we will give it to you, and we will have that available for you. So I just want you to know that up front, okay? I know people have many questions about stewardship, and I'm praying that we go through this process over the next couple weeks, and then also we'll have some time for education over it so that people will fully understand what the church is about financially, as well as participation in your service. Because again, it's not all about money. In this card, this commitment card that's coming to you, will be our vows as we take for membership. Do you remember what we vow faithfully to do? To be here with our presence, our prayers, our gifts, our service, and our witness. So those five pieces are also included in the commitment card and in a stewardship campaign. Now, the scriptures I read this morning, the first one, what did it say? Do not worry. All right? We're not to worry about what we have. In fact, we talked a little bit about this in Sunday school this morning. Who is in control of our lives? God, absolutely. And as I told the children and as we talked about in Sunday school, do you realize, because sometimes I have to remind myself of this, everything we have, including our spouse and children and grandchildren, parents, is God's. Everything we have is God's. We came into this world with nothing on and nothing that we had. Amen, right? We go out of this world clothed, usually, all right? But we can't take anything with us. Everything we have will be left for someone else. We take nothing. We come in with nothing and we take nothing. And while we're here, it's all on loan, given to us as a gift from God our Father and His Son Jesus Christ. So God is saying, don't worry about what you have. I will provide for you. He's provided for most all of us here, right? We have a roof over our head. We can freely come to worship Him without being sacrificed and without being worried that we're going to be shot when we leave the building or come into the building. Everything we have is His. So I don't know who gave me this little piece of paper because I don't remember. But someone here did. So here is, I'm just going to read this little saying. God was sitting in heaven one day when a scientist said to him, God, we don't need you anymore. Science has finally figured out a way to create life out of nothing. In other words, we can now do what you did in the beginning. Or is that so? Tell me, replies God. Well, says the scientist, we can take dirt and form it into the likeness of you and breathe life into it, thus creating man. Well, that's very interesting. Does God show me? So the scientist bends down to the earth and starts to mold the soil into the shape of a man. No, 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 interrupts God. Get your own dirt. Everything we have is God's, including dirt. Nothing of it belongs to us. So God is just asking in through Scripture to give some of that, not all of it, but just a portion of that back to Him. And in our other second reading, he says, we need to have hope in Him. We need to trust Him. We need to believe in Him. We need to seek Him. Because if we truly believe that God is going to take care of us, then we shouldn't be able to let go of some of that control of what we have and what we do and serve Him and give to Him. But that's not always easy. Believe me. When I was younger, I couldn't tithe. All right, we're supposed to give 10%. And I think I've shared this with many of you already. I would write out my bills, and then the last I go, how much do I have left and what can I give to God? You know how that is? Until I really understood what stewardship meant. Not only me working in the church or being part of the church, I volunteered for many years. I sat on all those committees before I became a pastor. Pastoring is the last 21 years of my life. But not before. So I've sat in the pew just like you, and I didn't fully get it. I didn't fully get that I was supposed to be really participating with my prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. Although I did a lot for the church. But when it came to finances, ouch, how can I do this? Right? We've all probably been there. And then when I was told that everything is God's, and God is in control, and we need to seek Him. I finally let go of some of that control. I'm still a control freak, but I let go of that control, and I said to God, okay, I get my paycheck, and I'm going to take out that first percentage and give to You. And I did so. And you know what? I had more left than I had ever had left. I don't know how it works, but God is in control, and it really works. You just have to trust Him. But I couldn't do 10% right away. I wasn't quite fully there. So I want you to pull out this card, and on this card, on this side, it says Personal Plan for Stewardship Growth, Weekly Giving. Because I know I started probably at 1% or 2%, maybe more. And then I continued to move up. And I want you to know that we tithe now plus. Because I trust God and I put my hope in God. And I believe in how what we have is all God's. So I want you to look. On the left-hand side, your annual income, let's just pick one. If your annual income is $15,000, if you gave 1% to the church, it would be $3. If you went over with your finger, if you went over to 10% of $15,000, it would be $29 a week for 10%. So I want you to kind of look and find yourself with your annual income and what you have here and what you're giving. And I want you to turn the card over. On the other side of the card, I want you to see that between $1 and $5, we have 26 giving units giving only $1 to $5. Then we have between 6 and 10, we have 16. And between 11 and 20, we have 20. 21 to 30, we have 10, and you can see that. And when you go up to the 101 and up, we have 4 giving units. I want you to find yourself on both sides of this card, and we want you to pray, and we want you to ask God, what steps would you have me take, God? Because it's all God's. The other thing that happens in the church sometimes is we say, well, we really don't always want to pay the general expenditures. We'd rather, you know, I know you folks in every church I've ever served, when there's a need, it comes. And we praise you for that. But on every day, every week, we still need to run the church because it is a business. We still have to pay for the lights. We still have to pay for the heat. Are you all warm enough this morning? We had to pay for that. We have to pay for the salaries of our staff. We have to pay for ministries that happen here. Do you want programs to exist here in this church? Yes? A lot of that comes out of the general fund for us to be able to work. Now, we also have missions, and a lot of you give towards mission. We have all our change that goes in. We're still behind on that program for up north. Gayla, help me with the name. Cooperative Parish, right? Okay. And so there's many aspects of the church that need to be covered. We need all of you to do your part, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. It's not about just paying the staff. It's not just about paying the electricity and the heat. It's not just doing the programs. Your participation in stewardship is that you are giving to God Almighty. You're only doing it through the local church, and the local church pays forward to our district, to our conference, to those in need in the community, throughout the world. It is a part of us through the local church that give to God. It's not the local church just going to take it and we're going to save all that money into a savings account. That's not what we're going to do. In fact, the conference says no church should actually have a savings account. We should trust in God enough and trust you that you will help provide because you will be willing to give to God what God is God's. It's all God's. So I was talking with a colleague the other day from Clarkston, Reverend Rick Dake, and he shared with us a story of a building project that has been going on at Clarkston. Clarkston is a huge church, and they're doing ministry very well, and they wanted to add on to their building about $500,000 or $600,000 of building space. And in that building project, some of the people, like, why are we doing this? Right? Why are we going to try to spend money? You know, that's a human way of looking at things. Why are we spending all this money? And they were making a larger area that people could actually fellowship in. I haven't seen it yet, but Rick says I need to come over and take a tour. They just blessed it on September 19th, I think, or one of the weeks in September. A few weeks ago, they heard of a little girl who was ill, who needed a transplant. They began to send out word that they could have a prayer time for people to come, and they really expected about 20 people to come and pray for this family that was wondering if their little girl was even going to make it. They had 200 or 300 people come. And they were in this spot that they all got together and prayed for this little girl in this new building project that had been put together. And one of the persons who was really against the building project and spending all that kind of money came to Rick and said, I get it. I understand now what you were looking for in the vision of the church to be able to have this space and create, because if they wouldn't have had that space, they probably would have only fit 20 people in and not 200 or 300 people. Gave me goosebumps to realize that that church had a vision for what was to come to be able to help people in the community and have a space for them to come and be able to be a part of the community. Now they even have all kinds of meetings in the church. You know, chambers coming. They're having the council meetings at the church. They're having all kinds of things happening in the church because they have room for the community to come in and use the church. But a part of us as Christians and as United Methodist Church that we reach out and try to help one another because we are God's children no matter what age we are. We are working for God and we're here as our purpose to glorify God, not ourselves. So I want to wrap up today to say, I want you to pray. You may not be able to give 10%. I get that. I couldn't either at first. But maybe you are able to step up one or two steps and be able to give to God what God has already provided for you. I think part of the question we ask, and there's a question on here, God, what steps would you want me to take? We want you to really pray on that. What steps is God telling you to take? Because, yes, the church needs it, but God's going to provide. But most importantly, what is your relationship to Jesus Christ, to God Almighty? Are you being a good steward of your Christian life? Let's pray. Lord God, we know that money's always a hard subject to hear. But we are truly rich when we have you in our life and all that you provide for us. We are truly rich when we can serve you through our local church. We are truly blessed and truly rich when you're in our hearts. So we ask for your guidance and your leadership, Lord, to discern where you want us, what you want us to do, and how we can best help others, but more importantly, how we best can glorify your name in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And now it's time for our offering, so would the ushers please come forward. Lord God Almighty, you have provided for all of us, for our needs. And out of our love, out of our blessing, out of our richness, out of our faithfulness, we give to you, Lord. We give it back because we know it's yours. And so we give you thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Sing our closing song, the Servant Song. As you go forth this week, I pray that you will give thanks for God for all his provisions, and that you will pray on how you can give back to our Lord God Almighty. Go now in his name with his blessing. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.